Rumors of war shadow new independence for South Sudan. Yet another quake and aftershocks keep Turks in fear. And a ministry is hosting tea parties for kids in Russia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon is calling on cooler heads to prevail over the conflict between Sudan and newly independent South Sudan. Khartoum is accused of bombing refugee camps in the south, a charge they deny. It seems the war of words may be coming to an actual conflict. Africa Inland Mission's Phil Beiler says,
the president of South Sudan is now saying that war is a possibility. And up until this point, he has repeatedly said, we will not go to war again. So this is a disturbing trend.
Disturbing, but not alarming. AIM Air helped evacuate teams.
The war activity along the border area disrupts life drastically there. That's why there are refugees. And consequently, the work of the church and the presentation of the gospel is disrupted as everybody just goes into a survival mode.
No one wants war.
Pray that the gospel can go forth to these people and that peace can prevail.
Meanwhile, Turkey suffered yet another earthquake yesterday morning. Sources say about 600 people have died in quakes in Turkey over the last month. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board reports the major earthquake in October, the dozens of aftershocks, last week's quake, and now yesterday's have left Turks terrified. A local church in Van is doing all they can to respond, handing out relief and trying to comfort those riddled with fear with Christ's love. Keep praying for Turkey. You're listening to Mission Network News. In 2013, Cure International will be opening a new children's hospital in Davao City, Philippines. The groundbreaking is slated for January 2012, a celebration of the first project between Cure and the Tim Tebow Foundation. The 30-bed surgical facility will be in a particularly poor area of the Philippines. Their team works in the name of Christ and often has opportunities to share their faith with their patients. Pray for gospel opportunities. There's more about the partnership on our website. Meanwhile, how would you like to hold a tea party and make an eternal difference in the lives of kids in the former Soviet Union at the same time? Well, that's what Russian ministry Sergei Rakuba is hoping you'll do this Christmas season. Rakuba says he'll even help you with a menu, Russian cookies.
We offer how to organize a Russian tea party, how to make Russian cookies with the recipes that we offer on our website, and host a tea party with your family, with your friends, Bible study, maybe a Sunday school, or even your neighbors.
As you host this tea party, Rakuba would like you to pray for a Russian child.
Just pick a name, any name from Russia, and pick for the child that has no chance, but then at the end, make a pledge. If at least $25 that you can reach the child through Russian ministries with a wonderful gift of hope.
Russian ministries also has a radio special to help Christian stations catch the vision. We'll connect you at our website. And over the last month, various nations have claimed ownership of the world's 7 billionth person. Bruce Smith with Wycliffe Associates says the population record has helped put Bible translation into perspective.
About 5 billion of those people are still without Christ, and over a billion of them have inadequate scriptures to even begin to understand who Christ is.
But with new technology, those numbers are going down faster than ever.
Instead of taking 30 to 35 years for a New Testament translation to be completed, in many cases, the national Christians are doing translations in about 8 years.
Wycliffe's translation acceleration kits shave 2 years off of that. What are the kits?
It's just our way of describing a satellite modem that allows translation teams anywhere in the world to connect to the internet for the purposes of trading emails and translation files with their teammates.
Help at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get more details on all of today's stories at our website, missionnetworknews.org. By the way, Thanksgiving Day is approaching in the U.S. We'd love to hear what it means to you. Call us with your comments, and we'll put the best together for a special Thanksgiving Day broadcast. Call 616-828-1349. That's 616-828-1349. I'm Greg Yoder.